1-0.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Anyway, welcome aboard. We got a lot of things going on here, and it's absolutely a beautiful day out. And of course, it's Memorial Day. People are out barbecuing, mixing it up with their loved ones and friends and so on. We're breaking down the walls of ignorance, and we're breaking down those that, and identifying those that want to destroy your constitutional authorities. You're taking away your rights, correct? I mean, and again, the biggest quote of the day comes out of Baltimore. Baltimore pastor tears up cease and desist order. "We're going to do it God's way," he declares. So he opens up his church yesterday. Supposedly going to get a $5,000 fine that'll never stand up. But this is the line that comes up in the story. This is about what's going on with this COVID business. It says, "It has become abundantly clear that if we settle for permission, we will never have liberty again. Either we have liberty or worship to worship, or we have permission to worship." Permission to worship. How's that working out for everybody? You seeking permission? All of you, all of the clergy who haven't opened up their doors, turned their backs on God, turned their backs on their parishioners, their faith, their Lord and Savior. You're asking permission from the government to worship? What country do you live in? Or do you want to reshape it into a country of the totalitarians? All you need to do is just have permission to go worship, right? Next come the bullets in the heads. That's how important this is. I'll read it again. It's become abundantly clear that if we settle for permission, we will never have liberty again. Just the short version, I might add. just the short version. A lot of people showed up in Sacramento, California on Saturday, and they didn't settle for permission. No, they went and did a unannounced, are you ready for this, protest. About 3,000 to 4,000 people showed up. Then at night, we heard that the lowriders showed up. Thousands of lowriders. What were they doing there? They were protesting Gavin Newsom, the totalitarian governor, the dictator-in-chief, right? That guy. The lowriders showed up. I haven't gotten a clear sense of all that yet, and I'm waiting to actually, after the show, we're going to be trotting ourselves down to another rally, a Memorial Day rally in Marysville, California, and we're going to be getting the straight scoop. The straight scoop on what's going on, what happened on Saturday night, which is more important than anything else, I suspect, right? More important than anything else, if you think about it. We had just, by the way, a great turnout over the weekend. What's four? One, two, three. Three locations for town hall starting on Friday night. El Dorado County, huge turnout. Was it Saturday? When was it? I'm sitting there thinking, when was it? It's all a blur. It's all a blur. You know, it's kind of interesting. We had the protests going on, though. Not a lot of coverage, except if you were one of those people that, you know, were broadcasting live on Facebook, right? If you're doing that live on Facebook, then you got a chance to record some of it and to get it out there. That's very true. Oh, here's one. Is this the same guy? Pastor Kevin Williams. This is another guy. Okay, we're going to turn this one up. Lasts for 5 minutes of cease and desist order torn up. Okay, let's see what we got going on here. I'm going to pause it, do it the right way, and I'm going to turn. Okay, here we go. This is a pastor tears apart government's order to stop having church services.
So I'm tearing up this cease and desist order right here, and I'm telling you right now, we're going to do it God's way.
Oh, that's our guy. Yep, that's him, Stacy Schiffel. This is him. Stacy, my man. You are my man. He's tearing it up. This whole thing goes on here. He tied his act of civil disobedience to by comparing local and state bureaucrats to tyrannical pharaohs from the Bible.
So newsflash, Pharaoh doesn't get to dictate to God's people how they worship their God. God's the one that defines the parameters. God's the one that communicates his will and his plan for his church, not Egypt. And I'm telling you right now, with this cease and desist letter in my hand, the Bible says to the New Testament church, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but so much the more as you see the day approaching. And the closer we get to Jesus coming back, the more church we ought to be having, not less church. Now that's God's parameters. So I'm tearing up this cease and desist order right here, and I'm telling you right now, we're going to do it God's way.
Oh, this is pretty good stuff. Talks about can't replace the feelings being said.
By various means, including by teleconference, video conference, and by live streaming video or audio services. Well, I want to say something to you this morning. You and I know this, but apparently some people don't know this, that sitting in the basement and watching a baseball game video is not the same thing as going to a baseball game. And sitting at the house and watching a pre-recorded or a recorded service on your device is not the same thing as assembling in the house of God. It's obvious that some of the people that are making these rules don't go to church. It's obvious that they don't care how we worship and how we do it.
Yep. Then the one church that was burned down, that was the one that was told they couldn't have service, and They want to have services out in the parking lot.
And there's nothing left. It's gone.
First Pentecostal
No roof
church.
And very few walls. Pastor Jerry Waldrop is in disbelief after what's left of First Pentecostal Church in Holly Springs, the church he's pastored for 31 years.
We've kind of racked our brains and we have no idea. No enemies that we know of. No, we don't even know anyone that we would think that would be capable of doing something like this.
Officials are investigating the fire as an arson. They found this graffiti in the church parking lot that reads, quote, "Bet you stay home now, you hypocrites." The fire comes after Pastor Waldrop filed a lawsuit in April against the city of Holly Springs. That 14-page document details complaints that local officers allegedly disrupted a midweek Bible study as well as the church's Easter service 10 days prior. According to the complaint, the pastor held outdoor services when possible, but would hold them indoors while practicing social distancing due to inclement weather. He also asked for a temporary restraining order allowing services to continue inside the church building. Holly Springs City Attorney Shirley Byers says there was a brief court hearing in April where the motion was denied because there wasn't enough time for the judge to make a decision.
Ah, there you go. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN.
one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Linda Martinez, Hannah, from the festival, the Liberty Festival in front of the state capitol. Kind of an interesting place to be. Anyway, Marco Gutierrez, he's there. Yeah, we got the whole crew down there. Anyway, it was quite the day on Saturday, and several thousand people showed up. I mean, it's kind of whether or not it was how many people, I don't know. Is that who I think it is that I'm seeing there? Crow. Oh, my God. What's he doing down there? Anyway, he listens to the show. He's thinking, oh, my God, Paul Preston said my name on the radio. Yes, I did. There you go. The usual suspects are showing up down there, right? So, Joe, let's see. They look black to me. Oh no, this is Joe Biden in his comment. I'm telling you, the guy just can't do anything right. Correct? That's correct. All right. Anyway, so the festival being down there, that's what I'm trying to do here is get some of the real live video that was going on. I don't know if they've taken her down. You know, that's the whole thing. It's still up here. That's all. Could they have taken her down, you know? Bold Street preaching woman confronted by witches in red. God. Witches. That's what we want is witches. More witches are good for you. I'm serious. These witches just show up. I mean, you're in a protest and witches show up. What's up with that? Why do you? Well, you know, if you're in Sacramento and the witches show up, not a surprise. I'm serious. If you're out there protesting and it's one of these hot, sunny, beautiful Southern California, Northern California, Middle California, any California day, and the witches show up, you got problems. But in Sacramento, that's just normal. The witches walk around everywhere. Don't be surprised if the witches show up in Sacramento, right? Just don't be surprised. There's nothing like a little bewitching going on. Well, it's the land of witches and craven fools, isn't it? That some people might say that, right? Right. Some people might say that. What is this now? 10, 10, 10. Ah, they're rating now the new. I'm just perusing her website, which is always a good thing to do. But I'm looking for the video. Where is the video? It's gone. Oh, here we go. Is this it? Is this what she's got? We'll see if we can. No, this is from May 23rd. So yeah. Where is the good video? Doesn't look like it's there. And I wonder if they took it down. Which is of course the norm, right? It's the new normal to see that. Yep, it's the new normal. Anyway, they had a great time. Chris Ann Hall was there. Chris Ann Hall stole the show away at the 6th Constitutional Convention in San Luis Obispo for New California. She was there. She stole everybody's attention also, and I'm trying to get that video for you. We're going to try and play that here in a little bit. But all in all, it was, a really good turnout, and people were starting to get the message. What I liked about it was that people brought their signs for support. For anybody that wanted to, if you wanted to be a Joe Biden supporter, you could show up at the rally called Freedom of Speech, by the way, Liberty Fest. You know, we were getting these reports that certain political parties, like the California Republican Party, were giving stay away notices to people. Don't bring your Trump signs. Don't bring your Trump flags. No Trump gear. It might trigger the other side. And you may recall us lampooning that a couple of weeks in advance, because we started hearing that when we went down to Tesla and did the Tesla thing. See, this is a growing group of people, really throughout this state and also through the United States, that are rising up. We had reports last night on our conference call, and apologies, we're just doing so much work for New California, going from place to place to place to place to place to place, and driving mile after mile after mile after mile, and spreading the good word about New California, that we got a little bit tardy on the public conference call, which we had hundreds of people waiting. That was when you got hundreds of people waiting and you can't connect the dot to your device and all that other good stuff, you can't set it up. That is a problem. And that's happened to us two times, and we're not going to do that again to our audience that's waiting. We're just not. And so our apologies, first of all, that we could not solve the technical glitches that suddenly developed. There they are. Sudden technical glitches. And so we were able to ultimately get, we had to postpone it. Canceled the meeting at the time. It was supposed to go from 7 o'clock, and by 7:30, we're just so disconnected, things weren't panning out. So we canceled the meeting and said, we're going to come back, and we're going to reconvene the meeting at 8:30, and we did that. We got it there on 8:30, right at 8:30, and we got there, and it was turned out to be a great meeting. It lasted about 45, 50 minutes or so. And I'm surprised about 200 people in the call, which is that's a good number. Yeah, it's a really good number. And so that's the thing that was, I think, bothersome to a lot of people was, that they were not able to get on and hear the whole thing. And our apologies at the very, but, you know, people got back on in the second part of it. So we recovered, if you will. We recovered. And I just want to say thanks again to everybody for all the hard work that you're doing out there for New California. And now these protests are starting to crop up. And it's going to be something that's going to continue to rock the world. I think this is these are the times that try men's soul, right? As they say. So we are going to be continuing to try the souls of men and all that good stuff. Okay, we had kind of an interesting day, literally, yesterday. I think we got some clip here of something going on. What is going on here? I'm trying to figure this out. Anyway, when we've had many people videotaping presentations yesterday. We did two yesterday. One the day before that, and then, of course, this is the speech that we were giving. This is me. I want to listen to this.
Because of Jerry Brown's first 8 years. But let's move forward. Let's move forward to 1990. Term limits are introduced in the California legislature.
Oh, that's me speaking at the...
The saying in the Marine Corps, my dad was a Marine, my father-in-law was a Marine... And they taught me something. They taught me something that I put in an application in New California. And there's that comment called stand your ground. How many any Marines in here? Anybody heard that statement before? It's written on all of our t-shirts for New California. Let me tell you how it got there. It got there. See, you get the model to stand, you know.
I did it.
Anyway, how it got there was this. We went out, and by July 4th, 2018, had...
When we come back, I'll let you hear that explanation that we gave at the El Dorado town hall, which there were a lot of people. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm saying this Sunday, you did it all. Someone. If you've got a pastor who's giving you a hard time about opening up the church, you make sure he's fired. He has no business being a pastor. No business. Now, I will clearly tell you that the decision to infiltrate the churches has been going on for a long time. They have figured out who we are, what we are, and the vulnerabilities of our society. And churches have been under incredible pressure, much of it by our own government, of course, because the swamp is in the government, right? So people have been kept in fear, and rather than standing up against the fear and standing up against these totalitarians, we're being overrun by them. Now, there's a saying in the Marine Corps. My dad was a Marine. My father-in-law was a Marine. And they taught me something. They taught me something that I put in an application in New California. And there's that comment called, stand your ground. How many of any Marines in here? Anybody heard that statement before? It's written on all of our T-shirts for New California. Let me tell you how it got there. They got there. So you get the model of sand, you know.
I did it.
Anyway, how it got there was this. We went out, and by July 4th, 2018, had gotten 47 counties actually chartered and another 5 in provisional status. Of the 58 counties in the state of California that bought in on New California, we declared independence on January 15, 2018. And by July, we had 52 counties that were involved. I was going, wow. It was state law. And that's in spite of the fact that you had people like Tim Draper who were sort of drafting off our buzz, so to speak, when we declared independence on January 15th. Now, we were number one on Twitter for 13 days worldwide. So guess what? They dusted off the old Tim Draper idea of having not 6 states, but 3 states. And then he went out and got signatures and quickly got almost 1 million signatures to get a proposition placed on the ballot for a 3-state solution. They asked me in Fox News, they said, hey, what do you think about Tim Draper and this and that? And I said, it's dead on arrival. It's dead on arrival. They go, oh, no, he's going to win. It looks like he's going to have this. I said, no, it's dead on arrival. They didn't know that I had interviewed him on my radio show back in 2012 and 2014. And in those interviews, I could determine very easily. His response was, I said, you know, you're going to do this 6-state solution then. And I said, I haven't heard in the interviews anywhere where you mentioned the Constitution. How's the Constitution play into this? He says, I don't need a Constitution. I've got plenty of money. They'll pass it. Get on and get a few states. Oddly enough, he was challenged in court just before the election in 2018. And in the election for the courts, the California State Supreme Court threw him out. Not because of the crazy wacko ecological reserve that was suing him, who was worried about the fairy shrimp down here in the valley. No, it had nothing to do with it. They threw it out because it did not comply with the Constitution, Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, which states that if you want to form a new state, you have to have the consent of the legislature of the states concerned. That means the legislature, like your assembly and your senate. It doesn't mean your executive branch where you go to voting, you know, such as having Javier Becerra, approve the ballot and having Alex Padilla and then put it on the ballot and then people vote on it. That's not the way it works. So when they called me after the decision from Fox News, I said, I was wrong. I was absolutely wrong. The problem was is that I told you it was dead on arrival. It was actually dead at the scene. And it was. His idea was unconstitutional from the get-go. But I asked a question in 2012 about that. Because he did not comply with the Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. And we've seen other attempts to do the same thing. The Jefferson Movement is taking a legal course. It'll never be a state that way. It's not the way it works. You have to get the consent of the states concerned. So we went out and got these 52 counties. By July 4, 2018, I was elated. I thought, man, you are on a roll. And of course, it was really difficult to get the counties. And I spent day after day after day either traveling or and talking on the phone to get people to be persuaded. And finally, one day at the end of July, people just quit on me. I thought, God, what did I say? And it was like 11 counties suddenly just dropped out. And other counties were also teetering too. And I thought, oh my God. And so they were telling me they were moving out of California. They had enough. And I had, by the end of July, I was down by at least 12, 11 counties and others counting going down. And I thought, this movement's dead. And I said, finally, I got some guy on the phone. And I remember what my dad told me about stand your ground. And my father-in-law, who was at the Chosung Reservoir as a Korean veteran, and also 3 tours in Vietnam, heavily combat savvy Marine. He told me, when the bullets are flying at you, you have to stand your ground. Don't retreat, you'll die.
So true.
I remember my dad telling me that. And so I said to the person who was on the phone, I said, why aren't you standing your ground? They said, what do you mean? I said, you've got to stand your ground right here, right now. You cannot leave the state. You can't flee. You can't show cowardice in the face of this. And the person knew very well this was a takeover of the state by bad actors. I said, you're going to retreat to another state I said, what do you think is going to happen to that other state shortly after this one capitulates? We have to stand our ground. Since that day, we have not lost any counties. We've grown. Now we've got 56 of part, either whole or part of the 56 counties of the 58 counties in California as New California.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Just one statement. One statement to one group of people, then finally to a larger group of people. Now we have t-shirts and everybody's saying, stand your ground. And when you were down, or if you were down in Sacramento, on May 1st, as the highway patrol was using their club suits and everything.
Yes, I remember.
There was a chant that occurred. It was a chant, stand your ground. Mm. Isn't that right?
That's right.
They were using the New California Marine Corps chant. Stand your ground, stand your ground, stand your ground. And we are standing our ground. New California is standing our ground, which will be the ground for everybody that we want to have, obviously, in the New California State Movement. But we have to get through a few things in terms of understanding where we're at and what is about to happen to us if we do nothing. This time next year, not one of us, there's probably a high probability.
Well, this is, of course, the story of Stand Your Ground. And a lot of people have never heard this. Now you have. Stand your ground, because if you don't, and you leave, it's just going to follow you. It's now time to stand our ground everywhere in the nation. Let's go to church on Sundays, right? Let's get those churches open. We don't need the government's permission. We have God's already.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. New California State. NCS51. NCS51.com. You know, it's kind of interesting. I got to get back to the... I'm sorry. I'm going to go back to my script. Actually, we have show notes and scripts and things like that. We just, because of the day and things that have been happening, we have gone in a bad direction. We just got a different direction. The European Union, end of American-led world and rise of China happening before our eyes. This comes out of Breitbart, right? And we got another one on the worship thing coming up. This is out of Breitbart. It says here, Berlin, Associated Press. It says the European Union, think of this, these are the totalitarians that, you know, drive Agenda 21, that the World Bank, you know, a lot of stuff, that's them. It says here, the European Union's top diplomat has called for the bloc to have a more robust strategy towards China amid signs that Asia is replacing the United States as the center of the global power. Doubtful. It says here, European Union Affairs Chief Joseph Borrell told a gathering of German ambassadors on Monday that analysts have long talked about the end of an American-led system and the arrival of the Asian century. Right. This is now happening in front of our eyes, he said. Borrell said, spoken from a European perspective. How's that worked out for Europe over the last 100 years? Says, Borrell said the pandemic could be seen as a turning point in the power shift from west to east, and that for the EU, the pressure to choose sides is growing. Which side should we go with? Hey, EU, knock yourself out and go with China. And they're not going to do that, by the way. He said the 27-nation bloc should follow our... Oh, I'm sorry, it's 27. I thought it was 28. I thought that bloc was 28. Oh, that's right. Great Britain just Brexited, right? Says the 27-nation bloc should follow our own interests and values and avoid being instrumentalized by one or the other. But while China's rise was impressive, Borrell said current relations between Brussels and Beijing weren't always based on trust, transparency, and reciprocity. You think? Hello, you think? Borrell said we only have a chance if we deal with China with collective discipline, noting that an upcoming EU-China summit is this fall could be an opportunity to do so. We need a more robust strategy for China, which also requires better relations with the rest of the democratic Asia. Speaking at the same conference held by video link this year due to Corona's pandemic, German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas echoed Borrell's call for greater transparency from China, an issue that has come to the fore over Beijing's information policy during the early stages of the coronavirus. So in other words, China just lied to everybody, and I guess, you know, we have to come up with a certain policy strategy now. It's That's what the EU is saying. What a bunch of twisted sisters. Oh, no offense to sisters. Twistedness. Nancy Pelosi rebrands Cheat by Mail. Quote, we're now calling it voting at home. Voting at home. Voting at home. Okay, there we go. There we have it. Rebranding it. Right, Nancy? Right, right. This is, of course, last week, signaling that Democrats are going to push for more expanded mail-in voting by referring to it now as voting at home. Voting at home. Won't they think of everything? Pelosi said $3.6 billion in the House's Heroes Act is necessary to conduct an election where all voters would receive absentee ballots. The House Speaker also reportedly said this week that $3.6 billion is just a small price to pay for our democracy and the good health of people going to the polls, and argue that if Republicans don't support the resources, then they have stood in the way of voting, which is in keeping with their voter suppression in general. Don't you love it, the hypocrisy of the Nancy Pelosi types? The speaker also said that more funds are needed for same-day registration services and to provide more and safer opportunities for voters to also vote well in advance of Election Day.
Of course.
That's what I'm talking about. In advance of Election Day. Shocking. Absolutely shocking. Anyway, got more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Check out the deals for deaf. You want to protect all. You want to protect all of your phone calls, text messaging. Very important to do that, because the bad guys do listen. They're listening all the time to what you're talking about. You can protect yourself with the deaf system. We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. I just want to comfort all of you that in Baltimore we have people tearing up cease and desist orders. On Sunday, Chicago's first openly gay mayor, Lori Lightfoot, mounted a raid on a black Southside church for holding services in defiance of her corona, it's a fake hoax lockdown orders. That's me interjecting there, of course. It says Lightfoot reportedly sent 3 marked squad cars and 2 unmarked cars full of officers to the Chicago Cornerstone Baptist Church in the Southside's Woodland neighborhood of the areas in which the Obamas lived for a short period of time. Shocking. There's a video. It says the pastor of the mostly black congregation, Courtney Lewis, reportedly shut and locked the doors and refused to allow the officers to gain entry, Todd Starnes reported. Pastor Lewis told Starnes that he felt like he was confronting the Soviet-style KGB as the officers pounded on the doors and demanded entry into the church. Great, great. Thankfully, our doors were locked as a normal safety precaution. Says that a sentry that is usually posted outside the sanctuary to monitor the streets during service also reported seeing occupants of a dark car with tinted windows filming the incident through one open window. Shocking. All we are seeking is the same consideration and trust that is being tendered toward the liquor stores, abortion clinics, and Walmarts, Lewis said. Okay, that's the way it's working. Some people are standing. Do you get the idea that they want to eliminate liberty, freedom of prayer? Freedom of religion? You get that impression they're trying to take away actually all of our freedoms? If you take away freedom of liberty, you have nothing. Or freedom of religion, you have nothing. You don't have, you know, freedom of speech. You don't have freedom of press. You don't have freedom of assembly. You don't have freedom to grieve. And you don't have a First Amendment, in other words. And you do not have, if you don't have a First Amendment, you don't have a Second. You don't have all the amendments. Remember that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. State of the future. State of the future. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN. American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. Death